USA Radio News.
House Speaker Paul Ryan said today he supports the Justice Department's decision to have an inspector general review if the FBI had an informant in the presidential campaign of President Donald Trump.
Having the IG report is very important, and giving the IG the latitude to take the investigation where it needs to go. Having the U.S. attorney from Utah attached to the IG to give them the kind of tools they need to go after any abuses is important. And what matters to us is the Article 1 branch of government conducting oversight of the executive branch is that we do get these document requests honored. Look, FISA abuse is a serious issue. We, the people, the Congress, have given the executive branch a lot of power.
Currently, President Trump is hosting the South Korean president today at the White House to discuss the recent developments regarding North Korea. Currently, the Dow Jones is down right around 40 points. For all those stories and more, please remember, check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
President Trump and his team are asking that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation be wrapped up by September 1st, reason being because of the midterm elections and any possible influence his outcome may have. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says this is a right play by Team Trump.
He's got now a window to do certain things by September 1. Then September 1 to Election Day has got to be a dark period. The only person who didn't respect that was Jim Comey, by the way. And then after the election, if he's not finished, he can pick up from there. So I think September 1 is an interim deadline, unless he feels like he can get everything done by then. My sense of it, George, is that he won't get everything done by then, but he will go dark during that period because Bob Mueller follows the Justice Department rules. He's been good on this, and he should be seen as an independent force here. I think he has been, and let's let him do his job.
That audio courtesy of ABC's Good Morning America. And finally, former President Jimmy Carter believes President Donald Trump is worthy of the Nobel Peace Prize if negotiations with North Korea are successful. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Nearly 2 in 3 Americans think the economy is in good shape, and most of them do believe that President Trump's policies have had something to do with that. Maddie Dupler is president of Forward Strategies. She has some advice for those Republicans running in the midterm election.
Americans feel the economy really more than they even think about the economy. Voters are smart. They know exactly what their paychecks look like, what they're paying in taxes. But really, we know this from the last several cycles.
We're starting to find some details out about the Santa Fe, Texas school shooter. Now, it turns out that he was rejected by a girl that he was into, I guess you could say, and also was publicly humiliated by the same girl. But what really forced him to snap based on that rejection? I mean, we all have to deal with rejection from time to time. I had a chance to sit down and chat with Robert Sapolsky. He's a neurobiologist. He says the reaction we saw on Friday is not uncommon.
Well, what we see is like a really common tendency in us and all sorts of other primates and social organisms, which is we displace aggression. One of the like greatest predictors of when some organism is going to be awful to another one is when the first one is frustrated or in pain or afraid, and the pattern that you see is it's real easy to take it out on somebody smaller and weaker or unarmed.
Speaking of evil, it was 1 year ago this day that the Manchester Arena was bombed during an Ariana Grande concert. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.